Track 4, King Tut and Norfolk, celebrating the centenary of a stunning find, how a Swaffham boy fell for ancient Egypt in a vanished mansion and made one of the greatest discoveries of all time.
Exactly a century ago, Howard Carter chiselled a tiny peephole through to an ancient Egyptian tomb and became the first person in 3,000 years to see the treasures of Tutankhamun. Lord Carnarvon, who funded the search and excavation, eagerly asked what he could see. "Wonderful things," Howard replied. Wonderful indeed. This was the archaeological find of the century and the best-preserved tomb ever unearthed in the Valley of the Kings. It was found by Swaffham boy Howard Carter, who first fell in love with the treasures of ancient Egypt at Didlington Hall on the edge of Thetford Forest. The centenary of his incredible discovery is being celebrated around the world, including exhibitions and events in Norwich and Swaffham. At Didlington, between Swaffham and Thetford, an old stables and clock tower are all that is left of what was once one of the grandest mansions in Norfolk. The exceptionally lavish Italianate hall was home to the Amherst family and their fabulous collection of Egyptian treasures. Many of them are now in the British Museum. But when a Swaffham portrait painter was employed by the family, the Egyptian artefacts had pride of place in the mansion. Painter Samuel Carter, renowned for his animal portraits, took his 15-year-old son Howard along to help him, and the boy became entranced by the objects from ancient Egypt. It was the beginning of Howard's journey to the Valley of the Kings and Tutankhamun's tomb. Lady Amherst of Didlington Hall was so impressed by young Howard's drawings of the family's ancient Egyptian treasures that in 1891, when he was 17, she suggested he should go to Egypt to help record the tomb paintings being unearthed at a dig led by a friend. Within a few years, Howard's knowledge of ancient Egypt and skill at drawing and painting the discoveries honed in a Norfolk stately home, saw him appointed Inspector of Monuments, based in Luxor, close to the Valley of the Kings. He led scientific and systematic excavations and was eventually hired by Lord Carnarvon to search for tombs missed by previous expeditions, including that of the young pharaoh Tutankhamun. For 8 years they searched the Valley of the Kings, and Howard had persuaded Lord Carnarvon to fund one final season when they struck gold and silver, turquoise, lapis lazuli, jewellery, chariots, statues, weapons, paintings, and those astonishing mummy masks and cases. In Swaffham Museum, a gallery dedicated to Howard Carter includes a reconstruction of part of the burial chamber and the chance to hear Howard himself reading his diary entries about the discovery of the tomb. Treasures loaned from the British Museum include ancient Egyptian sculptures of gods, jewellery and a tube of eye makeup with Tutankhamun's name on it. The exhibition also includes pictures painted by some of Howard's artistic siblings and drawings by his father. Models and reconstructions of some of the discoveries have been made by members of Swaffham Men's Shed, and museum manager Sue Gattuso said she particularly loves the glimpse wall with its view of the tomb as Howard first saw it. On the 11th of September, the museum will be part of a heroic fun day in Swaffham, including Egyptian-themed crafts in the assembly rooms and a fun fair on the marketplace. And on November the 26th, exactly 100 years from the day Howard Carter first glimpsed the treasures, Sue will tell the story of the Swaffham man who unearthed Tutankhamun's tomb. Both Howard's parents were born in Swaffham, and many of his relatives are buried in the churchyard. And although he never had children himself, there are still family members in the area. All four of Howard's grandparents are buried in Swaffham churchyard, close to his father, two brothers, three uncles, two aunts, and several cousins. Two of his brothers went to what was then Hammond's Free School in the town, although childhood illnesses meant Howard himself had little formal education. Howard's great-niece, Susan Allen, runs Tutankhamun's Emporium in the Marketplace, a tapas bar, art gallery and antique shop, which will also be marking the centenary with a talk about the discovery on the 26th of November. A walking trail around the town includes the house on Spall Road, where he grew up, as well as other places linked to his family. He left Swaffham for Egypt at 17, but the man destined to become one of the world's greatest archaeologists returned to the town regularly to visit family and childhood haunts. Didlington Hall, the huge Norfolk mansion which launched Howard Carter's journey, was demolished in 1952. Long before then, the Amhersts had to sell most of the books in their magnificent library to cover losses gambled away by a trusted member of staff, and in 1910 sold the entire hall and its gardens, parkland, heronry, and lake dotted with islands, and racecourse. In Norwich, treasures spanning 2,000 years are part of an exhibition inspired by Howard Carter's discovery. Visions of Ancient Egypt is now open at the Sainsbury Centre. It focuses on the fascination with ancient Egyptian art and design through the ages and explores how the discovery of Tutankhamun's tomb unleashed Tut mania across the world and helped inspire the Art Deco movement. The exhibition includes almost 200 treasures from around the world and looks at how 19th and 20th century excavations inspired a fashion for all things Egyptian. And there are works by Joshua Reynolds, Alberto Giacometti, Francis Bacon, David Hockney, and contemporary Egyptian artists, plus photography, film, fashion, and jewellery. A book cover for Agatha Christie's Death on the Nile and examples of 1920s evening wear are just some of the items revealing how ancient Egypt informed Western cultural life. The exhibition also looks at how Egyptians themselves have viewed their ancient heritage and examines interpretations of Cleopatra from the wise scholar of medieval Arabic tradition to the glamorous Hollywood icon embodied by Elizabeth Taylor. As well as celebrating the centenary of the discovery of Tutankhamun's tomb, it also marks the 200th anniversary of Jean-François Champollion deciphering the Rosetta Stone and finding the key to reading Egyptian hieroglyphs. Visions of Ancient Egypt runs at the Sainsbury Centre, University of East Anglia, from now until the 1st of January 2023, and visitors to the Howard Carter Gallery at Swaffham Museum first meet Asim, who guards the gallery.